Well, good morning, Remnant, and welcome to the LaPorte Church of Christ this last Sunday of February 2025, February 23rd, 2025. We thank you for joining us. We thank you for taking the time to gather, even if it is kind of remotely, but we do. We thank you for taking the time to gather and to have a desire to look into God's Word and to get together and to encourage and be encouraged. And we hope that's what this does. We start out with the pistol prayer. We encourage you to be prayed up every day. We don't get a lot of opportunity to do that encouraging, but when we get the opportunity, that's sure what we want to do, to remind you to be prayed up, to pray, have the Lord's Prayer prayed, and pray on the full armor of God on you and your family. And pray for us here at the church and at the ministry. Know that, Remnant, we pray for you. We pray for our extended church family and for God's blessings and provision and protection to be upon you. And we pray the pistol prayer. It's an imprecatory type of an imprecatory prayer. And we encourage you to pray it, but we certainly want you to be prayed up when you do that. That's for sure. Hope you'll join us. Lord Jesus, we pray with thy authority, we say, DC sorcery cease, satanic strongholds release, Baals be broken and bound, with all idols be cast down, stop the spells, send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus, cause it to be, and thank you. Thank you for the victory. Well, we hope you're reading your Bible. We do have the 2025 Bible reading plan out. Still have it available, still send it out. We have new people coming on and prisoners and so forth that we still send it out with orders. Not too late to start. And it is hopefully a tool, hopefully a reminder, if you will, a little tool to use to help you read through your Bible. You know, many people say, yeah, if you're going to start reading your Bible, you need to start in Matthew. Need to start in John or somewhere. Well, how about start at the beginning? You know, you wouldn't go to the library and pick up a library book and flip about two-thirds of the way through and start reading there. If you did that, you wouldn't understand the characters. You wouldn't understand the who, the what, the why, the when. Kind of hard to do that. So start at the beginning. It's what we want you to do. We hope that you are. Well, we'll start out this morning. The first scripture I want to share with you is James. James 1:22 talks about, it says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Doers. It's an action, right? Doing, living the word and not listening to it only. Applying the word to your life and not just listening and hearing it. And maybe agreeing with it, yeah, that sounds great, but do we do it? And that's one of the, well, that's what we have to do. If we are hearers only, and I think that's, as a people, if they've heard it at all, that's what a lot of us have done, is just heard it and not actually done what it says. But when we are doers, it may seem pretty radical to the world. It may seem out of place. Heck, being a doer today, the Judeo-Christian world will look at you as being un-Christian. Oh, you're a legalistic, aren't you? You think you're going to work your way into heaven, and they just are blind to these scriptures. So I think that's a good one for us to remember. It's what I wanted to start out with this morning, was to be doers of the word. Now, there's a lot of word here, right? There is. But we are to be obedient. We have a couple more scriptures on that this morning. Wanted to start out over in the UK, you know, lots going on over there. Brexit, they've exited the European Union, but it's not that they're more righteous. Saw this woman is praying silently and gets arrested. Okay? Happened to be... Oh, man, happened to be outside an abortion clinic, and that's still going on. I've got the article here. I'll be glad to send it to you. But a 74-year-old woman, imagine your grandmother, right? charged after a silent vigil, didn't say a word, outside an abortion clinic in Scotland. 74-year-old woman charged after silently praying outside an abortion clinic in Scotland, less than a week after U.S. President J.D. Vance highlighted the draconian thought crime laws in the U.K. The pro-life activist has reportedly become the first person to be arrested and charged under Scotland's Abortion Services Safe Access Zones Act, the BBC reported. 74 years old, no signs, no yelling, no bullhorn, no group of protesters.
So we got some Christianity here.
Yeah, still got, there we go, Jason. But still arrested. Now, if you think that can't happen here, it has happened here. It has. But I bring it up that, I guess to mention the hypocrisy, how the world and the Antichrist, how they talk about equality, and they talk about rights. Excuse me. Pardon me. But it's all talk. It's all talk. And then here you have a woman that is being a doer. She's being a doer, praying. Now, pray in your prayer closet. I understand that. I understand. I don't think that she's out there to be observed by man. But I think it was on her heart to go pray that these women wouldn't kill their unborn children. And they arrested her. And so just understand that sometimes being a doer of the word, well, it is in conflict with the world. So if we see a conflict arise because of being a doer of the word, well, that's just how it is. John 15:18 talks about that. If the world hates you, it says, keep in mind, you see it on the screen, that it hated me first. So when we do these things, when we stand against the word, the world, and we stand with the word of God, don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. And, you know, it really, well, it's not just here. It's not just in the UK. It's not. Saw this headline, and it's starting to get a little traction. It's a couple weeks old when it happened. About a week ago. Islamic jihadists behead 70 Christians in the DR Congo African Church. The massacre took place on February 13th when a group of terrorists from the Allied Democratic Forces, boy, that sounds good, though, doesn't it? Allied Democratic, yeah, that's what we want to be, surrounded the village. The village was called Maybe, and forced residents from their homes. It's what Islamists do. No, we don't support those Christians over there, but we see what's happening. Now, this is just starting. This was on the 13th. Today's what, the 23rd? That's 10 days ago. Just starting to get into some of the news headlines. It's the evil that's out there. It is. And you know, down in South Africa is starting to come back into. There's been a media blackout on South Africa for years, 6, 8, 10 years now. Since the evil apartheid rule finished. But let me tell you, the South Africa violence, I think a picture here of it, towards whites, it has not slowed. It hasn't. It is a white genocide that is going on down there. And we see that as the blacks in South Africa take over the farms and take over the land and kill the Boer, kill the whites, kill the white farmers that have been feeding the nation for the last 100 years, that they too will be starving. And as we see in our headlines, as more and more fraud and waste comes to light, we see that there's more and more that has been poured in to those South African countries, to our people's demise. Next verse we have in John 16:33. We have these things, and it's almost like, well, what are you going to do? Right? What are you going to do? But John 16:33 is one of the many reminders, one of the reasons we need to read the Bible. Jesus says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In Christ we may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart. Jesus says, I have overcome the world. And that truly is the only way to overcome these things. It is. There is no other out. There's not. And then in Isaiah, one of the many places that we read this, I think it's in there over 300 times. Fear not. Fear not. That's not what these things are about, but just that we're aware of them. So that when we're aware of the troubles in the world, when we're aware of the way the world hates the doers of the word, well, that should strengthen us. It doesn't make us fearful. It drives us closer to Christ, closer into His Word. It builds our faith. We'll read it. Isaiah 41:10. Isaiah 41:10 says, Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Now His Word is truth. He tells us to fear not, to not be dismayed, discouraged, upset, depressed about the things that we see, but to fear not and to trust Him. You probably hear that a lot from us here. I think it's a good reminder. Well, Remnant, we do want to remind you also of our network website, sfawbn.com. It is a voice in the wilderness. Pastor came up with this years ago, a voice in the wilderness broadcasting network, taking on the giants and taking them down with the truth in the name of Jesus Christ. The news wire's there. If you have breaking events, things happening in your neck of the woods, by all means, send us an email. You can email Jason at jason@sfaw.org. And thankfully, we're getting more emails. We are. And putting them up on the newswire to share with the remnant. Many times, they just come into local areas, and if the national news doesn't pick up on them, then they don't get distributed out. So the network website, sfawbn.com, the broadcast schedule is there. Archives quite a bit, so we hope you'll tune in. A couple more notes here. We'll go to Deuteronomy 5. Deuteronomy 5:33 again, talking about being a doer, not just hearing, not just saying, you know, that yeah, that would work, or but doing it. Deuteronomy 5:33 says, "Walk in obedience to all that the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live and prosper and prolong your days in the land that you will possess." Walk in obedience. And you know, we've turned away from that as a people. It's not taught. It's, like I said earlier, it's looked at, oh, you're a legalist if you try to obey what the Word says. And that's what this very foundation, that's what the foundation of this nation was built on, was being a doer of the Word, was obeying the Word. And the things that we see around us are a result of not obeying that Word. Saw this in the headlines, measles, back in the news, several news articles on it, measles back in Texas and New Mexico. New Mexico reports that the Texas measles outbreak has crossed its border. Six of the eight people infected in New Mexico were unvaccinated. Now, some of these are, it's a continuing story. Total of 58 measles cases have been reported across five counties as of Tuesday in Texas. So that's been a couple days ago. According to figures from the Texas Department of State Health, the majority of cases in Gaines County, 13 people hospitalized. And last week, three measles cases detected in neighboring county, Lee County, New Mexico, and up to eight there in New Mexico. No hospitalizations. And I had a couple quotes. I saw the article, several articles on it. You know, here's one, says measles case spread in Texas and New Mexico as Trump purges federal health workers. And, you know, so the insinuation is that because the president has cut federal health workers, now measles is back. And it's just not that at all. Not to get into, you know, the vaccinations and this and that, but like I said, there very few hospitalizations, and even those, it's not, they're not life-threatening. They're not. Had a couple public quotes that I saw in some of these news articles I thought I would share, because it points to how it used to be. How it used to be. Here's one quote. This person said, years ago, we all got the measles. It builds immunity, and you can't get it again. And no, we didn't get a vaccine to make your body strong. To make your body strong, you need these sicknesses as long as you're healthy enough to fight them off. We also didn't have peanut allergies and only one overweight kid in our class. So medicine and big pharma has certainly done a number on us. Natural is best. And then another quote. When I was a kid and someone got measles, everyone would hang out with them. We called them measle parties. That was in the 50s and 60s. Everyone in my family had measles. Now, I remember this. I remember getting it as a child. I remember going to my cousin's house, and they had a sign on the door, measles party. This was, mid-70s. And they did. They had people would come over and get exposed to it so that you could go ahead and let it run its course. Chicken pox is that way. Let it run its course, and then there's an immunity to it. Anyway, to each his own. Be informed is how we are to be. On healthcare, just a couple more scriptures here. Here's one, Jeremiah 30, verse 17. The Lord says, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. And you know, it's almost like that again. It is almost, again, if you try to be a doer of the word, you try to look to the word and say, you know, God's word talks about our health. And God's word talks about how our laws should be and how our economy should be. You're considered an outcast. I guarantee you, they won't invite you to preach at the local Church of Christ or your local Baptist church if you try to convince them to look to God's word for these things. Well, it's truths. It's truths. How about this truth? This, again, just keeps coming out. The lie about global warming. Of course, it's easy to talk about that here in the middle of winter, right? But here another 11th one, 11th time this winter, I think. Polar vortex bringing deadly winter storms and coldest weather in a decade to us. It continues on coldest ever in Utah, setting records. Saw these headlines. Arctic blast grips U.S. as millions face dangerously cold temperatures and life-threatening wind chills. Even parts of Florida and Texas were forecast to see wind chill readings in the teens to near or below zero on Friday. That's current. That's just 2 days ago, literally. 6 to 12 inches of snow fell in parts of Oklahoma, Arkansas, and southern Missouri. Weather Service said 6 to 8 inches seen from eastern Kentucky to northeastern North Carolina. More than a foot of snow fell in parts of Virginia. My wife was talking to her sister-in-law in the mountains of North Carolina. They were colder than we were in Laramie. That doesn't happen all the time. That's not normal. Colder, not hotter, colder. According to the National Weather Service's Weather Prediction Center, 250 daily low temperature records could be tied or broken through Friday, 2 days ago, day and a half ago. Bismarck, North Dakota, minus 39 degrees on Tuesday, breaking a record set in 1910. Midland, Texas, low of 14 degrees, breaks a record set in 1955. In Nebraska, Omaha, minus 12, Lincoln, minus 17, Norfolk, minus 18, broke records set in 1912. That's global warming for you, folks, okay? So you can listen to what people say, or what is really happening. Choose the truth. Choose the truth. And my last verse today that I've got for you, Psalms 31:19. Psalms 31:19, a praise to God. It says, "How great is the goodness you have stored up for those who fear you. You lavish it." You lavish what? That goodness. You lavish that goodness on those who come to you for protection, blessing them before the watching world. Now, there's a whole lot in that scripture. It happens. But the scripture reminds us that God has goodness for those, for everybody, goodness for everybody. Not what it says. It says for those who fear him. I didn't write it. I'm just sharing it with you. I hope that you can do the same thing with your friends and family that poo-poo this. This is what the Word says. This is what we go back to. When we fear him, he has goodness that knows no bounds for us. And his blessings on us, it says, are before the watching world. And you know, maybe you don't know, but you're being watched. You're being watched. There's people that know you don't lie, cheat, and steal. There's people that know that you do your best to obey the Word. And they're watching and they're seeing how your life is. Well, that's all I got this morning, and I can't even tell the time, Jason. My clock up there must have the battery must be bad. It's not working right. But again, the network website, sfawbn.com. We encourage you to go there. It changes daily. So take a look. And stay tuned. We have a Timeless Pulpit Truth coming up for you by Pastor Peters that I know you're going to enjoy. They have been hard-hitting, and you hear us talk about them being prophetic. That one by Colonel Moore last week that Jason found was fantastic. It literally was for today. And the headlines were right again, as the headlines were then, they're back today. And this one by Pastor Peters will be a home run as well. So stay tuned. Thanks for joining us, and God bless.
on the beauty of your love. I wasn't sin, never looked above, until I heard about the grace you've shown by sending your only son. So now I live my life for you, because of who you are and all you do. And until the day you come to reign on earth, I'll tell others of all your worth. For I will sing your praises all the day, and I will lift my hands to you. For you are wonderful and mighty, and you deserve our praise. Christ said where two or more are gathered, in his name he is in our midst. And if we have faith to believe, we can move mountains. I will sing your praises all the day, and I will lift my hands to you. For you are wonderful and mighty.